Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. As we look at our Extension Garden Calendar for January of 2018, one of our reminders is to recycle Christmas trees after the holidays. You can place the tree in the yard and hang fruit slices, seed cakes, suet bags, or strings of cranberries on the tree's branches for birds and other wildlife. You can prune off the branches and place the boughs over perennials as a winter mulch, or you can chip the tree and use the chipped material as mulch around trees, shrubs, or perennial flower beds. Also, when caring for your trees outside this time of year, if you have heavy, wet snow accumulating on small trees and shrubs, you want to gently shake the snow from their branches or carefully brush it off with a broom. When cleaning driveways and sidewalks, make sure you don't throw heavy, wet snow onto small trees and shrubs. You also want to avoid dumping snow onto small trees and shrubs when you're raking snow from your rooftop. The 2018 Garden Calendar, Celebrating with Plants, is a year of celebration of plants, highlighting how plants are used in celebrations throughout the year and around the globe. And we do have a few of these Celebrating with Plants calendars still available for purchase at the Extension office. As we look at upcoming events, we want to highlight the Small Farms Conference coming up February 10th. In Ames. This is a third annual Iowa Small Farms Conference, again set for February 10th in Ames. Speakers will highlight topics including farm finances, hops production, gardening, wildlife habitat, beekeeping, and more. Small Farms Coordinator with Extension, Krista Hartzook, shares that the conference offers a wealth of information on a wide variety of topics, with the goal that attendees will gain valuable insight on enterprise options and acreage management. The conference will begin with a keynote presentation on farm finances from Craig Chase, Program Manager of the Local Foods Program at ISU Extension, and Paul Dietman, Senior Lending Officer with Compere Financial. Breakout sessions will follow, allowing attendees to select topics meeting their individual needs and interests. These run for an hour each and are taught by Extension specialists. The day will end with hands-on sessions so attendees can practice apple grafting, installing drip irrigation systems, or setting up a live beehive. Those are the third breakout sessions. For the first two breakout sessions, attendees can choose to learn about hops production, farm finances, raising high-quality vegetable transplants, improving wildlife habitat, tapping trees for maple sugar, and mushroom production. The Small Farm Conference will be held in the Scheman Building on Iowa State University's campus from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. on February 10th. Early registration is available for $50 for the entire day until February 2nd, and then moves up to $75 registration fee. For more information, visit the ISU Extension webpage and type in Small Farms. The Small Farms Conference is one of the many things featured in the January Acreage Living newsletter, a publication of the Small Farms Sustainability Department at ISU. Other topics featured in the Acreage Living newsletter for January are the Ag Census, using a blade, loader, or blower, figuring out the best options for acreage snow removal. Learning about sacrifice lots you may want to install if you have horses for pasture management. A climate outlook for the Midwest that goes a little bit more detail into the record low temperatures that have created a deep frost line as temperatures stay cold throughout January. The Sustainable Agriculture Conference that is coming up in April in Missouri. There is another overview in that newsletter of the Small Farms Conference coming up on February 10th, and it also goes into the importance of soil fertility in your vegetable crop production. All of those topics again in the January edition of the Acreage Living newsletter, and that can be found on the ISU Extension webpage, a division of the Small Farm Sustainability Program at ISU Extension. And of course, that, as well as information on the Small Farms Conference, can be found by checking out the link to Small Farms or typing that in the search box on the ISU Extension homepage. Of course, for all the latest resources and research from Iowa State University Extension, including upcoming events here in Cass County, you can follow our webpage or follow us on Facebook. Give us a call, 712-243-1132, or stop by the office at 805 West 10th Street here in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.